Las Cruces Public Works and Budget presented approximately $45 million worth of potential projects to the Las Cruces City Council. While the exact amount of allocated funds for physical projects could not be given, Mayor Ken Miyagashima made it clear that the projects will need to be narrowed down in a future March work session.
I would venture to say that we have more than just a few million dollars to spend. I mean, it's just that simple. We don't run that much money, to cover a fraction of this stuff. I mean, these are really some pie in the sky numbers here, and that's some big stuff. I mean, our whole operating budget is twice this. I just have to tell council, just be prepared, because this list is going to be a fraction.
In total, 26 priorities were presented to the City Council. Priorities popular among the majority of council members include the addition of a mobile crisis unit to help with behavioral health needs and the installation of Wi-Fi in select city parks. Councilor Tessa Beda-Stuvey stressed the need for the city to focus on projects with the highest public visibility.
Cities are judged on roads, parks, and litter. And those three items can make or break a city just on visual appeal. And so I think page management is a big component of that. And so I'd definitely like to see that funded to, its full potential.
Many members of the council touched on the need to invest in road improvements. The proposed project request would allocate $3 million to address streets in the most disrepair. Currently, the city uses a pavement management system to prioritize new projects, something Councilor Cassandra Gondra says needs to be re-examined.
I'm really happy that we have the pavement management program, but I think about certain streets in my district that are being updated, and I think, oh my goodness, there's worse condition. I know what the need is. I travel all over the city. I want to reevaluate that pavement management program because I'm not sure that it's working to the benefit of our poorer communities.
City Public Works Director David Cedillo says roads are prioritized based on the ability to cover not only pavement improvements, but also the infrastructure beneath the roadway.
The thing we don't want to do is go and replace and spend all this money on improving the roadway and then come back a few years later just to tear it up and prove, say, the water, sewer, gas. We'd like to do those all at one time. So that's how we try to balance. And when you say, this street looked worse, it possibly could be. But we can't do those improvements until we have the full reconstruction amount.
One of the biggest proposed projects is improvements to the Amador Hotel, estimated to cost between $5 and $8 million. Members of the City Council were in agreement that other projects, such as road improvements, were likely to take priority. Councilor Ioana Bencomo emphasized that the projects approved would be a direct reflection of the council itself.
Not that our budget doesn't do good things, right? But budgets are moral documents. They're telling our community, this is what we care about. This is what we want to invest in. This is, this is our vision for the city. And I feel like some of these items are urgent.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.